glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, welcome to the first day of a brand new month. Yeah, it's June already. I still got May up on my calendar wall. Got to change that really quick. Yes, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. How are you? Yeah, we're just like turning pages on the calendar pretty quick. I just remember, like, it seemed like it was yesterday. We were just ringing in the new year, and yeah, here we are. It's June, and we are, that means, 9 days away until the Great News Radio wonderful concert with Ivan Parker on Saturday night, June 10th. It's just going to be a wonderful night. It's going to be taking place at the Lincoln Square in Urbana. Concert begins at 7. Doors open at 6:30, and if you've never seen Ivan Parker in concert, you are missing out. I hope you can be part of this wonderful evening of God-honoring fellowship and worship. Ivan Parker, he'll be there with his son Josh, and the Singing Men of GNN will open up the evening to really make it a blessed occasion, that's for sure. Again, it's taking place Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. If you want to GPS that into your phone, it's 201 Lincoln Square, Urbana, Illinois. 201 Lincoln Square in Urbana, Illinois. Now, instead of tickets, we are doing wristbands. Now, they're available for $10 for general open seating when you get them ahead of time at greatnewsradio.org, or they will be available at the night of at the door for $15, or to really enjoy the experience. There's a $25 artist circle reserve seating, which includes a nice little reception where you can meet and greet Ivan Parker. That's, again, $25. Now, where can I get these wristbands? You can get them by visiting greatnewsradio.org. You can call 217-367-7777. Again, that's 217-367-7777. Or you can head on over to the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, Unit 112, across from the food court, and they are on sale there. So lots of great stuff coming up, but really do take advantage of this wonderful evening of fellowship and worship with Ivan Parker, Saturday, June 10th. Again, more details at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to play some God-honoring music. And during that song, I'm going to get me some coffee. Yes, need some strong coffee today. No. We are going to dive into God's Word together. We're going to talk about seeing life through Scripture. Oh, that's so, so important to see people, to see life, to see problems, to see situations through the lens of Scripture. Oh, it's going to be a good study today. Coming up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can change.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you, and I'll tell you what, the story's been told of a young couple who moved into a brand new house, and their first morning together while they were eating breakfast, the young lady sees her neighbor hanging the laundry outside on the clothesline, and she thought to herself, that laundry is not really clean. I mean, she doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Maybe she needs better soap or something. But she realized how dirty the laundry looked. Her husband looked at her but remained silent. But every time her neighbor would hang her wash to dry, the young lady would make the same comments day after day. And about a month later, the woman was so surprised to see nice, clean laundry on the line. And she said to her husband, look, she has learned to wash correctly. How about that? I wonder who taught her this. And the husband looked at her and said, honey, I got up early this morning and I cleaned our windows. Oh, yes, friend, the way we see things matter. Today we're going to be talking about having a biblical worldview. You know, a worldview is the lens through which we see and look at the world. At the center of our worldview, friend, are our ultimate beliefs. What you believe will shape the way you see the world, including life and everyday activities. And your worldview affects the way you see money, morality, politics. It affects the way you worship. It affects the way you vote, how you use your abilities, how you work, how you raise your children, how you raise your family. Your worldview matters. Beliefs drive the way we live our life. What you believe, friend, matters. See, having a biblical worldview is based on the Word of God. When you believe that the Bible is true, then you allow it to be the foundation of everything you say, everything you do, and everything you think. And as believers, wow, it is so important. It is vital that we see the world through the lens of Scripture. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 12. We're going to take a look at the first two verses here of Romans chapter 12. If you don't have your Bible, if you're driving, that's okay. I will read it to you. Both hands on the wheel. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it from here. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, talking about having a biblical worldview. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See, the Bible tells us that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. See, in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, God accepted the sacrifices of animals. But today in the New Testament, that's us, under grace, the only acceptable worship is to offer ourselves completely to the Lord. So what does it mean to be a living sacrifice? It means that we say no to the desires of the flesh. It means we say no when our flesh wants to say yes. It means that we say yes when our flesh wants to say no, right? When we choose not to gossip, we become a living sacrifice. When we choose not to fall into that affair, we become a living sacrifice. When we choose not to blow up at that person, we become a living sacrifice. So how do we do that? By changing the way we think. Look at this in verse 2 of Romans 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Friend, the gospel transforms both our thoughts and our actions. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. See, if you entertain sin in your mind, you're most likely going to fall into it. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. Where your belief system is, your actions will follow. In Washington, D.C., there is a museum called the Holocaust Museum. And if you were sick that day in school, the Holocaust was a genocide in which Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany and its leaders and collaborators killed about 6 million Jews. I mean, some people say it was up to 11 million. Anywhere between 6 to 11 million Jews were slaughtered in the Holocaust. It was the deadliest genocide in human history. And in the Holocaust Museum, there is a room filled with shoes of some of the victims from the Holocaust. So when you walk into this room, it's real life. These are real life shoes from real life people in the real life event of the Holocaust. It's a very sobering room, I'll tell you that. And Hitler believed that one race or ethnic background was superior than another. And he acted on those beliefs, didn't he? See, where your thoughts are, where your belief system is at, your actions will follow. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. Whatever is in your heart will come out one way or another. For you to make yourself a living sacrifice, we need to change the way we think. See, the more you and I study and read the Word of God, it changes you, don't it? It changes what you believe. It changes the way you think. His thoughts will become our thoughts. What he loves, we begin to love. What he doesn't like, we begin not to like. But we need to be studying the Word of God. We need to have a biblical worldview when we see the things and subjects, problems and situations of life. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to science. We need to remember that Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. See, we can't believe Genesis 1:1 and believe in evolution. We can't believe in Genesis 1:1 and believe in the Big Bang Theory. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to science. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to marriage. God is the author of marriage. Marriage didn't come from the White House. Marriage didn't come from the courthouse. Marriage didn't come from a judge. Marriage came and originated from God. He is the author of marriage. Folks think today we can make marriage whatever we want it to be. We need to remember that Genesis 1:27 and 28 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. God is the author of marriage. We need to have a biblical worldview when it comes to the matters of life. God is the author of life. God cherishes life. In Acts 3:15, I think it says that God is the author of life. Today we have the idea that life in the womb does not matter. But when we study God's word and look through that situation, that issue, that topic through the lens of scripture, we begin to understand that God created life. Psalm 139, 13 and 14 says, "For you formed my inward being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Friend, we need to have a biblical worldview. And how do we establish that worldview? By studying the word of God. The last several weeks, there's been chaos in our country, chaos in our world. In fact, let me go back. For the last several years, there's been chaos in our country. There's been chaos in our world. But when we look at it through the lens of Scripture, we have a better understanding. For us to have a biblical worldview, you and I need to be in the Word of God. We need to be studying the Word of God, and we need to be living out the Word of God. We need to change the way we think. We need to change the way what we believe. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we will glorify. Yeah, isn't that a beautiful song? I love it. Here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio on this first day of June. Whew, still can't get over that. And as we move forward here in a brand new month, would you remember us here at Great News Radio? We are listener supported. We depend on God's grace, His goodness, His faithfulness, but also your prayers and your gifts of support as well. You know, historically for many ministries, for many nonprofits, when the weather starts going up, the giving tends to cool down. Would you help us fill in the gap in what's historically a slow summer season? We'd love to hear from you with your gift of support. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give a gift online safely, securely, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button there on the right-hand side that says Donate. And from all of us here, thank you for your continued prayers and your gifts of support. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.